Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
We're back at 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thank you for hanging out with me. Barbara Weltman is our guest. BarbaraWeltman.com is her website. You can find her radio program is every Monday afternoon on WSRadio.com. So check that out. And her book is called Small Business Taxes 2011. That's one of your new ones. Barbara, is there any other out there? Any other ones out there you want to tell us about?
Well, we're working on the 2012 edition right now.
All right.
Going to be out real soon. It'll be out in November.
And the first one I told you about was Small Business Taxes 1997. Or 98, one of those two. I've forgotten.
Yeah.
So we've been doing this a long time, Barbara. Thank you for all the things you do for us. What are some things that we need to know about what's going on? What are some new things with the tax code?
Well, just to be aware that because we were talking about the price of gasoline, and the IRS has raised the standard mileage rate for the second half of the year to 55.5 cents per mile. So that's a good thing if for people who deduct their business use of their
right.
personal car. Just got to keep good records, and that's the key to the whole
right.
thing.
Right, right, all right.
The other thing that I just think is interesting to note is the biggest beneficiary of higher gasoline taxes is the federal government, because there's a federal tax on gasoline.
Mm-hmm.
It's a percentage.
It's not a fixed amount, it's a percentage.
Excuse me?
It's like a commission, isn't it?
yeah. The higher the price per gallon, the more they're going to take in tax.
Hmm.
It's kind of deceptive there that they're sort of pretending that it's a horrible thing, but they're very happy to collect the tax.
Right. Yeah. I haven't heard them talk about cutting that back any of you.
Zero. Now, I know that some of the states have had... There had been talk about some of the states limiting what they're taking, that they were going to cap it at a certain, that they were going to not take more tax than, let's say, on $4 a gallon or something, but nothing in the federal level.
Right. What else we need to know about? We got a tax filing date coming up, or is that already passed?
We have the next thing that's coming up is in September is the estimated taxes. We don't have anything
right.
really between now and then, other than for small business owners that have qualified retirement plans, maybe time, they may have to file their 5500 forms by July, by actually it's August 1st this year. But
right. Okay. And then, of course,
it depends on the kind of plan you have. If you have a SEP, there's no filing requirement.
Mm-hmm.
So that's kind of good and something to think about.
But you have until when to is funding in your retirement plans, or any funding dates coming up?
Well, the funding date is, if you're on extension, you have until the extended due date of your return to put the money in. So if you are not filing until October, whatever that date is, October
right.
17th, then that's the date that you have.
And that's for your personal. Corporate returns have to be done by September 15th, right?
Corporate, LLCs, all the business forms
mm-hmm.
have to be in by then.
By September 15th,
yeah.
Person by October 15th,
yeah.
Or in this case, as you say, it's going to be the 17th. And so now what retirement plans have to be can be funded all the way through to October 17th?
Most of the plans.
Not IRAs. They already have to be funded, right?
Correct. There's
yeah.
there's no break for that. But if you have a SEP, that kind of thing can be funded through your personal due date.
Right. All right. What else? Anything else going on?
Well, yeah, I think that it's worth noting that we have a slew, dozens of tax breaks that are going to expire at the end of this year, many, many affecting business. The key one I like to always talk about is the research credit. This is the one that gets renewed year after
year.
It's like
a stepchild,
isn't it? But we have no certainty.
Yeah.
We don't know. How are businesses going to plan their R&D budget?
Well, it's current right now, but it went over a year without being about almost a year without being renewed, and then they renewed it retroactively. But who knew? Nobody wants to invest in a tax break that if they think they're not going to get the tax breaks.
Precisely, and here we are now. We're going to be coming up to the end of the year, and we don't know if this break or numerous other breaks are going to be extended. And, you know, in the past, there was always a nod that we sort of knew. People would say, yeah, well, we're going to extend. But given the debt situation, who knows?
Another example of the government impeding the progress of the marketplace. Just another example. Hey, Barbara, thanks for being here. Good job today, as always.
My pleasure. BarbaraWeltman.com.
There you go. Check it out. Barbara Weltman, ladies and gentlemen. She'll be back. I will be, too. I'm Jim Blasingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.